If you are a single woman over 35 and you have established a home, car, career, that guy you meet must have established a home, car, career, because then you guys are compatible. But if that guy have nothing, that means he needs to go find a woman with nothing, and then they are compatible. But if he has nothing, trying to date a woman with something, but has absolutely nothing to bring to the table, that's just not being smart, ladies. And yes, I know that you will say to me, well, what about building together? Absolutely. We build in our 20s, not after 35. After 35, we're looking for like-minded men who are progressing in life. And no, it has nothing to do with being a gold digger or wanting your money, but it has everything to do with standards. Therefore, ladies, choose wisely, be smart, date smart, because oftentimes, an unaccomplished man is not looking for love. He's looking for help. Remember, I told you.
This is the advice women are getting after they smash into the wall. At age 35 plus, she is telling women to keep high standards. What did the women do from age 18 until 35? Oh, that's right, they had their fun riding the CC. When women turn 35 plus, their eggs are rapidly turning into powder, they have crow's feet and wrinkles appearing, gray hair, and other aging effects. At this time, women are in no position to make demands. Looks, youth, beauty, and fertility are women's most valued traits. At age 35 plus, those traits are fading. Women's standards and what they want is so unrealistic. That is why women consider 80% of men unattractive. I could get really long-winded, so I will keep this short. Women like this woman are loud, bossy, demanding, sassy, and think they are hot shit. They are more masculine than feminine. I would not care if this woman was a millionaire, I still would not approach her. Her behavior is an instant turn-off.